Hello, this is Matt Brower, and you're listening to the podcast of my column for June 18, 2016, entitled Not Enough Donuts. Over the course of the holiday weight-gaining months, I found I gained 5 pounds I previously lost. This was especially disturbing for me because I worked hard to lose 20 pounds. I had no intention of gaining any of it back. It is July, and despite my best efforts, I have been unable to lose the 5 pounds I regained. I exercise more, a natural since I bicycle in the warm months, and watch what I eat, working to lower both caloric intake and carbohydrates. However, what appeared to work to lose 20 pounds has not helped me re-lose the 5 I regained. After several weeks of failing to lose weight despite my efforts, I web-searched the latest fad diets. I don't usually follow fad diets. To me, they are dubious and questionable. Besides, I'm not sure why such diets work when they are the hot new fad and stop working once an educated nutritionist determines they are bad for one's health. But I found one fad diet which intrigued me. Tucked away in the corner of the internet, where it seems all the useful and factual information resides, was the all-donut diet. By eating only donuts, the pounds would drip off like deep fryer oil due to the donut's high fat, carbs, and caloric intake. Eating multiple donuts at breakfast would shock the body into such a fat and carb rush, it would not feel hungry for the rest of the day, lowering overall caloric intake. Great, I thought. I already eat a donut a day. Eating more donuts would be an easy path to weight loss. On the first day, I pounded down 3 jelly-filled donuts prior to work. The buzz was amazing. 4 hours whipped by like minutes. By noon, I was still soaring on the donut high, so I decided to skip lunch. By 1:30, I crash-landed in a heap in front of my desk, unable to focus on work. I needed something, anything, to regain full consciousness. Being on a donut-only diet, I headed to the nearest donut shop. 3 crullers later, I again reached peak form. However, the carbo rush was shorter. By dinner, I found myself craving more. I consumed 2 powdered donuts for dinner, took a bike ride to get in my exercise, and by bedtime I was so drained by the sugar come-down, I could barely climb into bed. The next morning, I assessed what I did wrong. Eating only donuts was supposed to shock my body out of hunger. Obviously, I thought, I must not be eating enough donuts. It certainly seemed reasonable. If eating a few donuts was the problem, then the only solution would be to eat more donuts. At breakfast the second day, I gulped 6 chocolate frosteds. Once again, I was flying through the day like riding a time machine until 4 in the afternoon. The collapse was steeper and harder. I could barely stay awake driving to the donut shop to recharge with another 6 twists. I cycled through my evening exercises and splashed down in bed by 7:30. The following morning, I again reviewed what went wrong. Once again, the solution was obvious: more donuts. If 6 donuts got me to 4 o'clock, I would need to eat a baker's dozen to keep me running until bedtime. On the third day, my strategy paid off. 13 breakfast donuts, and I ran on a sugar peak for 15 hours. I don't remember what happened afterward, except waking up on the bathroom floor at 5 in the morning. On the fourth day, 13 donuts didn't get me to the 16-hour mark. I crashed after 12. I compensated on the fifth day by eating 15 breakfast donuts. I followed the all-donut diet for 1 week. On the morning of the eighth day, I woke up in the hospital, not knowing why or how I got there. When I asked the doctor, I found out I had been in a sugar-induced coma for 18 hours. I suffered a heart attack while surgeons were pumping me with insulin, and they performed an emergency angioplasty. The doctor asked if I changed any eating habits over the past few weeks. I told him about the all-donut diet, and reasoned that if eating a few donuts was my problem, the solution was to eat more donuts. The doctor told me I gained 15 pounds and was now a diabetic. He handed me a brochure indicating the hazards of the new fad donut diet. I looked at the handout's date. It was printed 2 weeks ago. Damn, I thought. Just my luck for some stupid nutritionists to render another diet ineffective the week before I started.